well, in terms of mobility, if I come as an athlete to you guys and I'm like, oh, your hips are tight, blah, 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 which most people are, how often and how much time does that take out of my, not including natural training, the speed training, if you say go home and do this, how much in time investment is that?
15 to 20 minutes a day.
Okay, cool.
So we pretty much say, you know, once you've had your nightly shower, you're warm, you're ready for bed, just spend some time in your bedroom or on the living room floor, 15 to 20 minutes doing some good mobilization and stretching work, and you'll be a brand new athlete.
Okay, good. Yeah. How big do you think that is in injury prevention?
Oh, massive.
Massive, yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is that the mobilization and the tissue integrity is what allows you to have symmetrical movements through the skeleton. Mm-hmm. And if I've got a beautiful symmetrical style of play and the tissues are pulling against the skeletal structures evenly, then you're a lot less risk of injury. As we said before, you become more efficient as a player because you're using less energy to move. Mm-hmm. You're able to apply forces more correctly to the ground, so you become a faster player. And you're not going to get those chronic injuries because a lot of football players have compensatory actions.
Yep.
You know, their muscles are all out of alignment. The skeleton is being pulled in all different directions under force. Mm-hmm. And so those compensatory actions lead to chronic injury. So 15 to 20 minutes a day looking after those sorts of things, you know, can really work wonders for you in keeping you off the injury bench.
And how long do you think it would take to start to see those improvements?
Oh, it wouldn't take long. 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So 3 to 4 weeks, 15 to 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Doing some stretches, etc. You've got on your website or coming up on videos. Perfect.